So I don't have any good stories about being at camp, but I do have a good story of being a camp counselor. And I want to explain two things before I get started. One, I hate vomit. I hate vomit. Like, if you were to see something coming at you really fast that was going to kill you, and you were going to run away really fast, try and fight, or probably just collapse on the ground, I would either run the fuck away from there or collapse on the ground. Two, I'm really bad with children. Really bad with children. Like, you would probably not want me to watch your children. But this was my job. I was working as a carpenter's assistant, and he decided that it would be a good idea to open up what was a museum for sort of old toys and historic train sets to the public, and so we had a summer camp. And my job was to make sure that nobody broke any bones or threw sharp objects at each other and just make sure that everybody knew what the next step was. So I had one table of probably about 12 or 15 kids that I was in charge of. And by the end of the summer, I had managed to know, like, two of their names. And that was an accomplishment for me. So we have this project. I don't remember exactly what we were building, like, I don't know, a model train or something like that. Wood blocks, glue them together. Yeah, cool, whatever. And this one girl, one of the ones I don't remember, was leaning over and looking, like, real bummed. And I was like, oh, God, okay, children. Yeah, what do you do? I don't know, they're sad. Talk to them, maybe? Oh, my worst nightmare. I thought all I had to do was, like, make faces and say, yeah, you're doing it. So I go over and I'm like, oh, you girl. What's going on? You want to go to the office or, like, you missing your parents or something? She's like, I was like, oh, man, that's not a normal face to be making. I was like, all right, well, like, why don't we take you to the office? Or, like, do you have to go to the bathroom? You know, sometimes kids, when they have to, like, poop, they act weird. I don't know. So, you know, she's like, okay, all right, okay. I'm like, oh, great. I'm doing something right. Great, let's go to the office. I'll, like, take you up there, be a leader, you know, like, adult, great. And so I go to take her hand, and as she turns to the side, I'll mimic it over here too so you can see. I just get the motion. And I know, because I hate vomit, I know exactly what's going to happen. I can see it in her eyes and in the beads of sweat that are, like, gleaming down her face. And, you know, okay, so in this moment in my head, I'm, like, thinking 500 things. One, fuck, I'm an adult. I have to deal with this. Shit, kids, why am I working here? This is the worst job. You know, like, every thought that isn't helpful at the moment that you're supposed to be, like, you know, moment of being a champion of, I don't know, adversary, whatever. I have no idea. And then I'm like, oh, what did my mom do? Okay, bathroom. Great, bathroom is right behind me. Let's do this. So, you know, like, you get the motion of, like, bleh. But it's not just like, bleh, bleh. It's like, bleh, bleh, like just all over the place. Mind you, I actually had the time to look around at the other kids at the table, and they're like, working on my project, coloring this thing. I love it. And I think I'm the only one who's standing here in terror, knowing exactly what my emotions are, because at that moment, I guarantee you, I was probably paler than that girl who had just, like, vomited all over the floor and my shoes. I hate vomit, but I hate vomit on me even more. Like, if you were to vomit right there, I would run out that door. Like, that's, I'm not even joking. But, you know, because I have, like, at that point in time, the faculties of a somewhat responsible 16-year-old, I was like, oh, man, really, you gotta, like, not give in to this urge to just, like, jet and faint, jet and faint at the same time, because that's what was going through my head. So, all right, we're at the point in the story, vomits on the floor and my shoes. She's, like, still getting ready to do things. So I leave the vomit on the floor, and I get behind her, and I'm like, okay, pushing you will help you to get to the bathroom faster. Let's go. You can just walk and vomit at the same time. You know, like, and then since then I've seen other parents and adults around children. I'm like, oh, you go under the arms and you carry. That's the proper way. You, like, or you offer your shirt or your hands or something. You know, like, if someone has a purse, I don't carry a purse, but, like, you know, things for the future. Okay, great. If I ever had kids, don't really like children, but maybe, hey, who knows? That's, like, what I should do. So I don't do that. And I just, like, continuously push her to the bathroom. And I get in there, and there's another adult in there. And I'm like, God damn it. If I'm going to look any less responsible, it's going to be in front of this lady, because she's giving me the stink eye. Because this poor girl who, at this point, why did I even bring her to the bathroom? Because it's all out on the floor and my shoes. So I just get her over the toilet, and, you know, patting her back makes me feel like I've done something. Which is, you know, that makes me feel great. Anyways, I finally get her up to the office, but I'm so far gone in my head that I forget that I have vomit on my shoes, and I forget that there's vomit downstairs that I have to deal with. But it's lunchtime, so I get all the kids out to lunch, and like 10 minutes later as we're outside, and I'm like sitting down like, oh my God, that didn't happen, right? I don't even know that girl. She's not at my table. I have no idea. Recollection of her gone. My boss comes out. And he has one eye. So that one eye is staring at me real hard, like, you. You have something to resolve right now. So I had to go in there and clean it up. And for the rest of the day, I still forgot that I had vomit on my shoes. So by the end of the day, I'm stinking real bad. And this is like some happy story, right? Like, oh, that made me get over my phobia of vomit. It did not. I still have a really bad phobia of vomit. Thank you.